Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, good morning. Happy hump day, work day. Yeah, and also happy Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo!
Also Cinco de Mayo.
No, that's Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Cuatro's in 2 days.
No, Cinco. De Mayo.
Antonio, why don't you invite your girlfriend to our Cinco de Mayo party?
Cinco de Mayo already?
Oh, yeah.
She said it's Cinco de Mayo.
And make Cinco de Mayo numero uno.
Oh, my God. What day of Mayo is it?
Cinco.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Maybe some tacos tonight. That would be good.
I'm actually doing it. Yeah, I'm actually doing a Mexican-themed meal and, of course, a margarita or mojito. Probably a margarita or two.
I like margaritas better than mojitos.
You do?
I do. Okay. Much better.
I can go either way with it. Speaking of delicious food, but yeah, it kind of snuck up on us, by the way, Cinco de Mayo, because yesterday, well, I guess it always follows, may the 4th be with you. But anyway, it's a busy week. It's a busy May. A $50 gift card to Brick and Brew you guys can win when we play Beat the Bee at 7:30. I'm sure it'll be Cinco de Mayo themed or something. We'll do something around it.
Okay.
8 o'clock, we are going to speak with our latest gender reveal contest winner, or what will it be winner, Lindsay from Collegeville.
Yay!
We're going to find out what Lindsay and her family are having. That's very exciting.
I love this.
This is, like I said.
It make you want to have a baby, Bill?
No, not at all. But I do I do love sharing everyone's joy. You know what I mean? I like being in on the party. IQ at 815. It is a brand new impossible question we have for you. And it is a personal IQ that we will unveil at 815. Again, you'll win $101.
And they tend to go up there, the jackpot, because you can't Google these. It's personal. It's about Bill and myself.
It's un-Googleable.
Yes.
More than a third of Americans do this every day. What is it? And we told you it was food related. And I believe it was Ed from South Jersey. Eat a grilled cheese sandwich. That was it. That was that big $808 we had, in case you guys missed that. Anyway, Disney code word at 5 o'clock with Mark Shepard, a chance to win a Disney World trip for four. We promise you Mark is not going to go with you on this trip. He's just...
Although he would love to.
Oh, my God. He's chomping at the bit to go. I know.
He already volunteered. Remember, he's like, I can broadcast from Disney.
He did. We were in on the meeting.
Well, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. But he'll be giving that away. He'll be giving you the code word anyway, your chance to win. Be Up Club. We're going to hop on over to our Facebook page right now. Join us if you can at B101 Philly.
Well, happy hump day to you and also to our top fan of the day today. She is Linda Asbury, and she is from North Wales, PA. Linda, congratulations. It's your special day on the B.
Yeah. I often drive through North Wales, Jen. It's not too far from where I live. I also speed through it to get to my golf tee time. So, Linda, out of my way, Linda. I'm just kidding. Linda, congratulations on being named B101's top fan today. You earned it. You deserve it. You get a lot of shout-outs and social media love, too.
And we really want to thank you for liking our Facebook page, which is B101 Philly. That's actually how you become a top fan.
You don't get it by speeding through neighborhoods.
No.
All right.
Stay away from Bill. What is it, a red Kia?
It's a red Kia Turbo. All right, top fan sponsored by the Kimmel Cultural Campus, celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week. Prizes at KimmelCenter.org. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
If you missed it yesterday, it was National Teacher Appreciation Day. We got so many really good calls from you guys about the teacher that you remember the most and the story of why.
And we really like this one. Pat Quigley, friend of the show, go ahead.
My senior year of high school, I was taking a half-day courses.
I already started my business. I didn't want to be bothered with anything. So they told me I had to take chemistry. I said, I'll take their lowest level chemistry. He comes in. He says, look, you guys aren't taking this chemistry course to be chemists, so we're not doing chemistry. So I said, well, can we go home? He says, no, we're going to do forensic sciences. And it was the most awesome course I ever took.
Wow.
Cool.
It sounded like it really sparked something inside you.
Forensic science. Awesome. So is that like in terms of police work?
Yeah, fingerprints, evidence. Yeah, I don't trust anybody anymore. I check everything.
That's really cool. That teacher sounds like he got you. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
And I love those shows.
He actually left and went to the FBI. We were up in the New Jersey crime lab seeing what they do. It was the most interesting course.
Cool.
So, Pat, do you know how to get away with crimes?
Well, you know, the thing they taught me was you really can't, because
there you go.
If you leave evidence, they can find it.
Bill, do not ask him how to get rid of DNA at a scene.
Pat, thank you so much.
I don't know that you can.
Always a pleasure, Pat.
Have a good one.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Hey, don't forget, we are celebrating Mother's Day all this week by talking to the winners of our What Will It Be? Gender Reveal Contest at 8 a.m.
Yeah, listen if you can, because Lindsay from Collegeville is going to be sharing her exciting news on the air with us and with you and all her friends and family. They'll be listening. It's very exciting. A whole lot of fun to be part of her big announcement. 8 o'clock right here on Philly's B101.1.
Hey, don't forget, Mother's Day, of course, is this Sunday. And I loved this survey question of how much me time do moms want? And most who answered, this is almost 60%, said in order to be happy, they need just 2 hours a day or less of me time. Mm. So if you are looking for an idea for mom, maybe go with that. You and the kids just promise to do your best to make sure mom has about 2 hours a day of quiet me time.
You know, and you think about the last year, Jen, I have to tell you, mom's getting less of me time with the pandemic.
Well, because everyone's home, right?
Yeah, like you even said, everyone's in your face when you get home. You're not used
to nowhere to go.
That's right. You're nowhere to hide anymore. They even have the hiding spaces covered. But this one would make a great Mom's Day gift. Hey, you can go out with mom. A chance to win a $50 gift card to the Great Brick and Brew with 3 area locations when we play Beat the Bee. It is coming up very shortly at 7:30 right here on Philly's B101.1.
Really nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew Gastropub with locations in Havertown and Media. Thanks to visitdelcopa.com. And this morning, we are playing with Jeannie. She's from Hatfield, and she was caller number 10.
Okay, Jeannie, it is 5 trivia questions for Jen. So today's category, simply enough, Cinco de Mayo. You can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5 right, and you're going to win. Jeannie, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am ready.
All right. Jen, Cinco de Mayo is often confused with Mexico's Independence Day. It actually commemorates a huge victory by Mexico in the war against France in 1862, okay?
Okay.
It's like a history lesson, Jeannie.
Keep going.
What's going on? Now, is Mexico's Independence Day before or after Cinco de Mayo?
You mean in a calendar year? What do you mean?
Okay, when Mexico, they celebrate their Independence Day, all right?
Yeah.
Was it before? Was it declared before or after Cinco de Mayo?
Okay, are you saying is it before May 5th in a calendar year, or are you saying it's before this battle with France?
Before the year 1862.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy at this point.
I know. This is too much thinking.
I know.
Now, is it before or after?
Okay.
Jeannie, will she know that?
Well, it's like a 50-50 split. I'm going to say... Yes.
You're going to say yes, Jen's going to know. Okay.
Okay. You know, I have no idea, but I am assuming that they had this battle, and then independence maybe came after that. So I'll say after 18, whatever you said.
It was actually before. Oh. It was 50 years before. 1810.
I'm sorry,
1810.
Jeannie.
That's okay.
It's okay. That was a hard
one. All right.
One.
I'm done with the history questions. Let's move on to fun stuff.
On question one.
Let's move on to margaritas. Everyone loves a Margo on Cinco de Mayo. Aside from tequila, Jen, can you give me one? I was trying to do something like historical there. Educational.
I couldn't even understand it.
I didn't even understand it. Aside from tequila, Jen, give me one other ingredient in a basic margarita. Now, Jeannie, will she know that?
I think she's going to know
I'm going to need a margarita after this game.
Ice. Ice?
You know, I can't fault you.
Right?
Yes, ice. I was looking for lime, but ice will do.
Okay.
All right, good job, Jeannie. Okay, you're on the board.
That's funny, because I was just thinking salt.
Salt, too? Yeah, all right. Boy, All right, question three. Jen, which singer has a birthday on Cinco de Mayo? All right, is it Adele or Dua Lipa? Adele or Dua Lipa? Jeannie, will she know that?
I'm going to say no, she's not going to know
that.
Oh,
you say no.
You know I'm guessing, and I will say Adele.
It is Adele, in fact.
Oh,
it
I'm
is Adele.
Sorry.
I love Dua Lipa, and every Beat the Beast should have a Dua Lipa question in it.
All right, Jeannie, you got to get the next two right.
You have to sweep, okay?
Okay.
Jen, question four. We eat plenty of guac on this day. Avocado sales boom. Higher or lower than 60 million pounds of avocados are bought just for Cinco de Mayo? Obviously, this is pre-COVID, you know, these numbers.
Is this like worldwide or?
No, this is in the U.S. alone.
In the U.S.?
Higher or lower than 60 million avocados are bought just for Cinco de Mayo? Jeannie, will she know that?
I'm going to say she is going to know that.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, guacamole is the best.
It is the best.
The best. So why not? Let's say more.
It is higher, almost 90 million,
oh
87 million
wow.
pounds. All right.
One more, Jeannie.
Let's go for the win here. Jen, in Mexico, do kids get the day off from school on Cinco de Mayo? It's just a yes or no. What do you think? Jeannie, will she know that?
I think she will.
Well, I would think that they would.
Indeed, they do.
Yes!
All right. You pulled it out, Jeannie.
Jeannie, great job. That was
Thank
the worst.
You, that was the
I'm
most
never,
stressful one ever.
I'm never doing a history question again. Ever.
Jeannie, congratulations. You got a $50 gift card to Brick and Brew Gastropub with locations in Havertown and Media. Thank you to visitdelcopa.com. And thank you, Jeannie, for playing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. That is going to be a lot of fun.
Good. Right. Enjoy. Treat yourself.
Absolutely, Jeannie. Hang on. We'll get your info.
Okay, thanks.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee with Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1. Well, we're celebrating Mother's Day all this week at this time by talking to winners of our What Will It Be Gender Reveal contest, sponsored by Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. And this morning, we have mom-to-be Lindsay Millen of Collegeville on the line. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
We're so excited to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gotta know, is this your first baby?
It is not. It will actually be my third.
Third. Okay. Three. I have three. Third. Three is the lucky number. I think you're going to like having three.
Yes.
You're due soon. 4th of July. Very cool holiday to be born on.
4th of July. Yes, yes. We were going to hold out and wait to reveal, but for my two other children, they are just so eager to know.
I'm sure. What are they hoping for?
Okay, so my son, of course, wants a little brother. Uh-huh. And then my youngest, I have a daughter who's 4. She wants a little girl.
Oh, very cute. So cute. What is your husband's name?
George.
George. Now, how long have you and George been together?
12 years. My entire adulthood.
Aww.
My one and only.
Aww.
Right. Now, how did you guys meet?
We actually met through a mutual friend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We met at a party and just hit it off from there.
And it was fireworks. No pun intended for the July 4th
birth.
Lindsay, what do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm actually a stay-at-home mom. I was a daycare teacher.
Okay.
But we moved back from Ohio about 4 years ago, and since I've been lucky enough to stay home.
That is the hardest job, staying home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I mean, I can vouch for that, so God bless you.
Thank you.
Describe how you're feeling, because I know you have friends and family listening to B101 right now for the big reveal. How does it feel?
I'm so excited. I'm mainly excited. I can't wait for my kids to hear. They're tuned in with their grandparents right now, so I can't wait for them to find out.
All right.
Okay, well, you said your son wants a little brother. Your daughter wants a little sister. Which kid is getting their wish come true?
Yeah.
We will be having a little girl.
Yay!
Go, girl! That is amazing news.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, did you keep some clothes?
I do.
All right.
I'm lucky enough that my sister has given me a lot, too. She had a baby, so...
Oh, good.
I'm all set.
Cool.
Well, what'll be really fun for your daughter is she'll get to dress the baby and she'll be like, now I wore this when I was one.
There you go.
And now it's your dress, you know.
Exactly.
One thing, though, that the baby will have that your daughter didn't have is our baby bee onesie.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give that to you for your newborn, as well as, it's really cute. You'll like it. As well as a $200 Visa gift card. Again, this is thanks to Axia Women's Health. Women deserve more. And we just really want to thank you for entering our gender reveal contest.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. So appreciate it.
Of course. You tell George, you give George her best, okay,
yes.
Lindsay?
Thank you. Will do.
Is he okay with having two girls?
Oh, he loves it.
Okay. Good. That's awesome.
He's a girl dad.
Yes, he is. Completely.
Lindsay, congratulations. We're happy for your whole family. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Always so exciting. Yeah, listen tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for our next What Will It Be? Gender Reveal. And of course, coming up very shortly at 8:15, it's a brand new IQ and a possible question worth $101. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
$101 in the IQ jackpot this morning. It's a personal IQ. I have 9 of these, while Jen has none. What are they?
Dolores, what is your guess?
I know this is wrong. Just 9 pairs of jeans.
9 pairs of jeans?
But I know Bill only has one because he wears the same ones and he doesn't wash them.
Well, wait a minute. Now, Dolores, to my defense, I actually I have 5 pairs of jeans.
Okay.
But I only wash each pair twice a year.
Twice a year.
A topic for a different day.
It's a disgusting topic. And
disgusting.
I do have a lot of pairs of jeans, to be honest with you, Dolores. So that's not it, but you have a lovely day.
You do the same. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, you too, Dolores. Thanks. Happy Mother's Day.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
So nice. All right. Keep calling then with your guesses. Again, it is a personal IQ. So Bill has 9 of these. Mm-hmm. I don't have any. What are they? We have $101 in the jackpot. If you guess it right, 888-333-B101.
And it's a brand new IQ worth $101. It's a personal one. I have 9 of these, while Jen has none. What are they?
Hey, Tony, good morning. What is your guess?
Golf clubs.
Well, Tony, I have, and I hate to admit this, so many golf clubs.
Like how many?
Oh, my God. Honestly, and I sold a bunch recently on Facebook. I don't know, 100.
100 golf
clubs?
Easily.
I should be retired right now sipping margaritas on a beach in Mexico.
I like your thinking, though, Tony, because I certainly don't own a golf club.
That's true.
And I hear golf all the time. About
I know, Tony. I have way too many golf clubs. That is a great guess, but not it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Tony. It's my addiction.
All right, bye-bye.
I can't help it.
It is your addiction.
It's ridiculous. All right, Allison, it's a personal IQ. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they?
Cousins. Cousins. I love that guess.
That's a good guess.
I'm counting. I have 8.
I have so many cousins.
Do you?
And anyone with the last name of Tafro is my cousin because the name was changed many years ago. So
Tafaro, right?
Tafaro is the original name. But anyone with my T-I-F-R-O-W is my cousin. I don't even know half of them.
That's an excellent guess.
Great guess. But not it, Allison.
Thanks, but anyway.
Hey, Sarah, how about you? What's your guess?
My guess is grandfather clocks.
Whoa.
Grandfather clocks? How would you fit even one in your lair, Bill?
I know. Can you imagine 9 grandfather clocks? It'd be the creepiest thing. Yeah, I know. Actually, I don't even own 1 grandfather clock,
I don't
Sarah.
Either.
But that's an interesting guess. Very creative. It's not what we're looking for.
Very funny. Yeah. All right, no, not grandfather clocks, not cousins, not golf clubs. Mm-hmm. So you think about it for another day while we add another $101 to the jackpot tomorrow morning at 8:15. We'll be up to $202.
Personal IQ, I have 9 of these while Jen has none. What are they? Good luck tomorrow.
And it's time now to be on top of it, entertainment-wise, sponsored by Dell Technologies. Well, if you've ever dreamed of going to Italy, if you've ever dreamed of meeting George Clooney, both of those dreams can come true.
As soon as this pandemic is over, I want you to come celebrate with Amal and me at our house in Lake Como. I'm serious. To support my foundation, we're going to fly you and a friend out to Italy. We're going to put you up in one of our favorite hotels and then have you over to our place for a little get-together. Go to omaze.com/Clooney and enter now.
How does that sound? Omaze.com/Clooney. And donations will support the Clooney Foundation for Justice. Yeah. Bill, this is one I might just enter.
Okay.
You will cover for me when I win, right?
I will.
Meghan Markle has just written a children's book. It is called The Bench. It's about the relationship between fathers and sons. And it was inspired by a poem that she wrote to Prince Harry when baby Archie was born. Now, you will see a lot of criticism about this. I mean, people are saying how she doesn't even have a relationship with her dad, and she just ruined Harry's relationship with his. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, it will be out on June 8th.
How about this news? Conan O'Brien just making a big announcement on his TBS show, Conan.
We are winding down our TBS show. The plan is to reemerge on HBO Max sometime in the near future with, I think, what will be my fourth iteration of a program.
How about that? After 11 years on TBS, June 24th will be his last show before moving to HBO Max. I just love Conan, so I'm happy that he's still going to be doing the show on HBO Max.
I can't believe it's been 11 years he's been on TBS.
It's just flown by. It's crazy. Early congratulations to Bucks County's own Pink. She'll be getting the Icon Award at the Billboard Music Award Show on May 23rd. Well-earned, well-deserved. Now that COVID restrictions are easing up, you might be thinking about traveling once again, getting on a plane for the first time in over a year. Well, check this out. Expedia wants to help calm your nerves and anxiety over flying by offering you a hand to hold during your flight, specifically Joe Jonas's hand. So weird.
It's great. It's so creepy weird.
It's so creepy weird. You're right. Expedia is giving away 250 exact replicas of Joe Jonas's right hand made from a 3D printer. And it's signed by Joe himself, too. Now, assuming that the TSA lets you have a severed Joe Jonas hand on your carry-on, you get to find out how to get yours at Expedia.com. And that is Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this hump day workday. And it is sponsored by T-Mobile. So go to B101Philly.com/T-Mobile to find out how to enter T-Mobile's Gratitude sweepstakes for the chance to win a $500 Visa gift card. Well, it always feels good to hear about celebrities, you know, helping out regular people like us. This time, this is one of our favorites, right, Bill? Woody Harrelson.
Love Woody.
So he's walking on a sidewalk in New York City, and a couple kind of crossed in front of him, and they were carrying a bike. And he saw them loaded into a U-Haul. So he figured they were, you know, bikers and could answer his question about where the nearest city bike station was. So they told him, and yeah, they were shocked that it was Woody Harrelson. But they all started talking, right? And then he offers to help them carry stuff from their apartment to the U-Haul.
No, and the woman, Alex, she tweeted the story with this great picture of Woody and her carrying like a bunch of her plants out of the apartment. Alex said, at first, her and her boyfriend were like, nah, you don't have to help us. It's not on the first floor. You have to walk up. And he insisted, Woody insisted. Aww. He helped them for several trips up and down the stairs. And she was like, you know, only in New York could this happen. I can't even get my neighbors to help me go
honestly
up and down the stairs. It's, you know, it's definitely cool to hear about celebrities just acting like normal people like us and offering help. And that is Be Positive on Phillies B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.